Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The NFC East, dare I say, is in play. Now, I'm not going to get carried away, and I think this is a very, very, very difficult matchup for the Giants this weekend going into Denver. But if you believe in this Giants team and believe that they can go in there and believe that Denver isn't as good as maybe I think they are and get a win, you got the Commanders playing the Cowboys this week, so one of those teams is going to have a loss on them. All of a sudden, the Giants are live here in the NFC East.
Well, so I could get behind that. Again, not going nuts here. There's obviously, you know, some talent issues at the receiver position. You wish you had Malik Nabers to go through the final, whatever it is, 11 games or so. But there's some parity now. Things are changing in the division, and this is kind of how we measure things. What's the divisional record? You know, I mean, you look at the overall record, but also divisional record, and each team has one win. Now, you're right. I think Denver's going to be a really tough matchup, and we don't really know how Philly's going to respond. But then you got San Francisco after that. You've got the Bears who look more viable after last night winning. So, and then the NFC North, the schedule. I guess you could look at it one of two ways, Sal. You could take I choose to take the optimistic way. You could take the recent energy that certainly Dart and Scataboo and what they've done to invigorate this team and lean into that and say, hey, why not? It's kind of a wacky year all around the NFL. I can get behind that. Or you say, well, it's just they don't really necessarily pass the eye test. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit here on a Tuesday and say, Giants are playing well. Giants are having fun. Let's have a little fun.
And maybe more importantly than this year, because look, this year we could say that and you could be optimistic and we could try to paint the positive picture. It's going to take a lot. Like, they got to win a couple of games just to get back to 500, and those games are not going to be easy in Denver and in Philadelphia. So as quickly as we bring this up, it could be over if they lose Sunday. It could be over if they lose Sunday and then again to the Eagles in the next 2 weeks. However, more importantly, because I don't think this is going to change for the negative, the gap has been closed in the NFC East. The Giants elevating with Jackson Dart, and then the Eagles coming down from where they were a year ago winning the Super Bowl to being just, okay, good team, but certainly not unbeatable. Obviously, the Giants beat them Thursday night rather handedly. All of a sudden, the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, who could do no wrong and look like they're about to take the next step. I mean, and they're led by Dan Quinn, who's just not a good head coach. But anyway, the Commanders, all of a sudden, they're vulnerable. And the Cowboys are just not any good. They can score a lot of points, but they're not any good. And they don't have a great head coach either. So all of a sudden, the landscape in the NFC East, so not just for this year where the Giants might be in play, as you project moving forward, there's no reason to believe that with the right moves in the offseason, another year with Jackson Dart, that the Giants all of a sudden go from what we thought was one of the worst teams in the league to start this year. Mm-hmm. And one of the, you know, more questioned, like, leadership and all this different thing going into the year, like, what's going to happen? From that to all of a sudden being a legitimate threat to possibly win the division next year.
Well, think about what the injection of what most of us, if not all of us, believe a franchise quarterback does for a team. You know, we're sitting here, and I know Philly's a mess, but Jalen Hurts is a champion. You know, Dak, the defense is not very good, but Dak is a really good quarterback. And Jaden Daniels, despite last night, is an absolute stud and might be one of the two or three best quarterbacks, you know, for a long window moving forward, along with Josh Allen and a few others. But without the presence of Jackson Dart, you know, even going back to Jones and early with Russell Wilson, even if the Giants had a good win, which they rarely had, but it was very hard to, like, take that next leap of positivity because the gap was so massive. Yes. Now this is just, it's like, it's in the veins. It's like, all right, we got a guy out there who's got talent, who's obviously elevated the entire room. And again, we're not going nuts here, but it's a starting point, and it does seem, to simplify it, it seems like the Giants are going forward.
Yeah.
And mostly, it maybe the Commanders are fairly neutral, but Philly going backwards, same with Dallas.
They've come back down to earth a little bit. And one thing coming into the year, like you could have said, well, the Giants are going to win some games. I never truly thought that they would close the gap to be a legitimate threat, to be able to beat the Eagles on a consistent basis or compete with the Commanders. And even the Cowboys, I thought were going to be better than what they are. I think right now the Giants are a better team than the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not ready to say that about the Eagles or Commanders yet, even with the win over the Eagles. But I can't definitively say that the Eagles are so much better or the Commanders are so much better that the Giants don't have a chance, because that's not the case with Jackson Dart anymore. And it's not just Jackson Dart. It's also the defense and the pieces that they have in place. It's also Scadaboo. It's also the way the Giants have been playing here, even with the loss to New Orleans the last 3 weeks. Like, when you beat a team like Philadelphia, when you beat a team like the Chargers, that means to me, mm-hmm. on any given Sunday, you could compete with anybody. That was not the case for the Giants. And they kind of went to from 0 to 60 real quick, or 0 to 100, whatever you want to say, real quick here. Once Jackson Dart comes in, now everything is in play. So I don't think the division is likely this year. I don't even think playoffs are still likely this year. It's possible, which is nice, and go beat the Broncos. And now all of a sudden it is season on for real if you could beat the Broncos this Sunday, which makes it great, BT. Such a huge game to sit down and watch on Sunday.
I got to be honest, I missed watching the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, I was after the Jet, you know, snooze fest. Of course, I watched some of the other games. I'm like, man, I wish the Giants were playing today. I really wish I could sit down and watch Jackson Dart. You know, I'm sure that some people will hijack and maybe go a little nuts in the positivity department. And I'm not going to slow you down. Go for it. I mean, Giant fans have been in a football coma for a long time. So I'm not saying don't lean into it. But bigger picture, aside from this year, division, all that stuff, it contrast that to the discussion we had about the Jets yesterday. Like, the trajectory of the Jets, we'll do a little Jets later, a little bit, but the trajectory, who knows? Nobody knows if Aaron's the right guy. We know that Fields is not going to be the quarterback for the Jets if they ever turn this thing around, but the Giants, you got the quarterback. We didn't think they had the head coach, but now that quarterback head coach dynamic could certainly change that. You got a defense, and I'm going to throw this at you, and I wouldn't do it, well, they're not going to do it this week, but let's say they either win at Denver or at Philly.
Right.
Just give me one.
Yeah.
I don't need both. You're not going to win both.
Right.
Give me one. If they win one of those two, you go out there aggressively, make a trade for a wide receiver before November 2? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, again, that to me is pushing it forward. I wouldn't be opposed to getting a wide receiver. I don't know what it's going to take to get one. I don't think it should be all about this year. While we can still have some fun and have a meaningful game on Sunday, and the more that they win, the more they continue to extend those meaningful games. Obviously, we're evaluating still Dable and Dart together. In my mind, I thought that this was going to be a next year thing, meaning, okay, well, now we'll see what Dable and Dart can do for real next year, assuming that Dart was going to get the opportunity later this year. So now we're kind of ahead of schedule, and based on what Dart's done already, to me, that means that next year, especially with the way the rest of the NFC East looks,
mm-hmm.
next year can be a year where we actually get back to saying Giants football is back on, and they can't, like, it's no more, all right, well, maybe they win 7-8 games, and no, next year should now definitively be the year where they're back to competing for real in what appears to be an open NFC overall,
yeah.
let alone an open NFC East.
The rain's stopping, the clouds are dissipating,
yeah.
you know, a little ray of sunshine popping out. This is fun. It's been a long time, but like a lot of time with these teams, a lot of times, I should say, with these teams, with football, we almost have to latch onto something that we just truly fundamentally know is not real. You know, and again, no disrespect, maybe DeVito, like something like that, right? Jackson Dart's real. So
right.
at the very basis of elevating the positivity and the belief and the conviction in this team, you start there. And, you know, again, at the very least, you wake up, there's a renewed energy, there's a renewed hope, and I can't wait to watch him play this. You know, I'm really excited.
And it really is a shame, and not that you want to go back, but, I mean, had they had Jackson Dart starting, or even if they were just able to hold on to that damn Cowboys game, you'd be talking about a 3-3 football team with two division wins.
And the Commanders game was there for them. I know, you know, Dable, we were kind of mocking him, what he was saying, whatever the 14-9, whatever the score was.
I'm just saying,
but he wasn't wrong.
I'm just saying, if you get one of those two,
I know.
Then it would really be in play here. I don't think the Giants are going to win the division, but because of the way the NFC East is, I don't think there are any great teams all of a sudden in the NFC East, and the Giants with Jackson Dart have closed the gap. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Steve is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good.
Pretty good. What's up?
Guys, I love the show. We're getting completely out of hand here. Right, like we're 1 week removed of this same Jackson Dart losing to the Saints. right? We're talking division. We're talking next year. Over the last 10 years, the Giants have had one more win than the Cleveland Browns. And we still, last time I checked, Dable's still the coach. Like, I get Dart's exciting. I get the games are more exciting. I totally understand that. But we are getting way out of hand here.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this. Who's the best team in the NFC East? Who is it?
Right now, I'd still go with Philly.
Okay, I don't disagree. Giants beat them.
And they pounded them.
Yeah.
They're 11-point underdogs next week against them. They're going to get blown out.
You don't know that. We thought they were going to get blown out the other night when they played Philly, and they absolutely laid it on them. Yeah, laid it on them, Steve.
By the way, Steve, they might be huge underdogs, and maybe they...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Do get blown out. All we're saying is they beat them. They beat the snot out of them. And prior to the year, there was such a great disparity between the two teams. That is no longer there.
Yeah, that's the point.
For one game, but this is a sustained long process.
Understood, Steve. So, understood. You don't think that there's some, I'll use the word acrimony, and thank you for the call, down in Philly? I mean, whether it's A.J. Brown, the receivers, oh, we had a meeting. No, we didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I mean, I don't know where that goes. I mean, listen, they could implode. I don't know that team is very together at the core, at the basis of who they are. I don't think they're a very unified unit. And I'm not saying that the Giants have that talent A to Z like Philly or even like the Commanders. But, guys, this is just reacting to what they've shown us and what they've given us reason to react to. They didn't beat the Jets. They didn't beat the Browns. They didn't beat the Titans. They beat Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers and a Super Bowl champion Philly team, and they dismantled Philly, beat them easy. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. Like, I don't think the Giants are beating the Broncos this weekend. I also don't think the Giants are going to be a playoff team and win the division. But I do believe that the gap has been closed, and that is not something I thought I would be saying. Certainly not at this point in the year, but not even at all this year. I thought maybe we'd see that next year, hope to see it next year. I think you could definitively say it after week six, the way that they beat the snot out of the Eagles and the way that the Eagles, it's not just a one game thing. It's not a one off. Look at the Eagles. Their point differential for the year is -1.
I know they are.
On the year. The Commanders have not been great themselves, so they've been getting beat. They're 3-3, a 500 football team. After last year, it was like, oh, Jaden Daniels, oh, great. And they might be. Maybe they're the best team in the division. Maybe they do go to the Super Bowl. That's still out there. All I'm saying is that I believe the gap has been closed to now where I don't think the Giants are the worst team. We're coming in. I did think they were going to be the worst team in the NFC.
So did I. I mean, listen, the choice as a Giants fan is you can look at the possibilities. And again, today's not a bad day to do it. It's Tuesday. We're getting ready to turn the page from week six to week seven. Giants have had a mini bye. Obviously, Giant fans are feeling good. Very tough matchup. Denver's going to be pissed. Yeah. Denver is good. Incredibly well coached. The altitude, that is, I actually think the Giants lose. Yeah. I do.
That's always going to be a tough matchup. I don't care how good you are.
Yeah, even if Denver's not that good, right, it's still a tough matchup to go out there and play well against Denver. But You can get sucked into the reality of that or the possibilities. And because of the fact they've beaten two really good teams, is a renewed energy, and the Giants just look and feel and smell a little different. That's what we're saying. Lean into it, have a little fun. And I don't think they win the division. I don't think that they even like lose out by a game. I think at the end of the natural attrition to me of the NFC East, I would say, if you're asking me right now, I would say Commanders, remember, Jaden Daniels was hurt a little bit, so he's back. I think Commanders might be the best team. Forget about Dallas. You know, Philly's good, but not as good as we thought. It's at the very least, it's shifting.
Edwin, in favor of the Giants. Edwin,
yeah, no
calling
doubt.
From Atlanta. What's up, Edwin?
Eddie.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell BT,
yes.
Hey, man, it'd be a lot easier for you and your stress every weekend. Just Giants have a lot more space. Just join the bandwagon. and just become a Giants fan.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
And to that caller, Steve, that always want to poo-poo on the Giants' success, the last 3 weeks should have gave him enough evidence right there just to show the Giants are in every game. Here on out.
They're moving in the right direction. You got it. They're moving in the right direction. And the thing that I said to Sal when they beat Philly, I said, listen, and today we're pushing it even just a little more forward than we did after a little bit, you know, responsibly after the Philly win. But what I said was, we can no longer, I guess you could, but I'm choosing not to look at the schedule and say that there's like every game they have no shot to win. And that was kind of the mindset outside of maybe one or two, maybe the Bears game in week 10 or 11, the Saints game, which of course they lost. But, I mean, at Denver, at Philly, San Francisco, I mean, it's a gauntlet. But at least you can look at the schedule now and say it's thawed a little bit in terms of what was thought to be a 3 or 4 win season. Dable might get whacked and the Giants drafted in the top five again.
I also think it plays to where the league is at as a whole. There are no more just clearly, wow, this team is so dominant they cannot be beat. Give me those teams. Where are those teams, period? I don't see them. Like, Baltimore has stunk. They've fallen off the face. I thought that they were, early on in the year, I thought that they were going to be the best. Buffalo's lost 2 games in a row to the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons.
One was a home game against the Pats. Keep going.
Oh, the Chiefs. All of a sudden, people saying the Chiefs are back. Okay, great. They're 3-3. Like, Kansas City is that. Earlier in the year was, oh, the Chiefs are done. The Chiefs are dead. Now, all of a sudden, it's the Chiefs are the best team in the league again.
They're getting healthy, though.
Okay, fair enough.
I think their offense is going to start cooking.
Fair enough, but
they still have to do it.
Well, and also, beginning of the year, people were writing them off like they were left for dead. So much so that picking with the Russell Wilson-led Giants to beat them, which I thought was asinine, but it just shows you where the Chiefs were to where they're at now, even at 3-3. Like, I can make an argument. I've said this the last couple weeks. I think Denver's the best team in the AFC, and I don't think it's crazy. You could disagree, but I can make that argument, and I can make a legitimate argument.
Could it be the Steelers? Imagine if it's Rodgers.
Could it be Daniel Jones and the Colts?
At the end of the day, no. It's a good story, but I don't think so. But at least, hey, they're in the conversation.
But
to the point.
They're 5-1. The Bucs and Baker Mayfield, 5-1. Like, look at the NFC. The Lions, who I thought were the best team in the league, they can be beat. The Packers, who everybody expected early on in the year, they can be beat. The Niners, like, there are some very good teams, but there's no great team. It's like, oh, man, they can't beat them. And if there were, it was going to be the Eagles, who were the Super Bowl champs a year ago, and the Giants pasted them. So I'm not saying the Giants are on that level. What I'm saying is the Giants have gotten to a level where at least they're in the ball game, they're competing. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I don't think they're going to win the next 2 games. But if they do, they can be for real this year. And either way, I think the gap has been closed.
All you have to know is, you know, what I said early in the show. I can't wait to watch the Giants this week. And Edwin, to your point, man, if I had a mulligan, there's no way I'm jumping from the Jets to the Giants. Number one, Jet fans wouldn't respect it, and Giant fans wouldn't respect it. And I'm just not wired that way. But I will say, if I could just go back in time and hit the button that was blue rather than green, I would hit the button that was blue rather than green.
Nah, come on, man.
No, I'm saying like when I was like five.
No, I get it.
Not now, man. There's no way I could do it now.
It's what made you. Being a Jets
made
fan.
Me. Made me. Made me what?
It toughened you up.
It really calloused me. Oh, great. I love going through life hard, and that's great. What a winner.
Nick is calling from Wantagh. What's up, Nick?
Nick.
What's up, guys? Yo, here's what I would say, and I think that I'm, like, sold on this over the last couple weeks. I was at a preseason game in the summer, and I kind of saw it there with the crowd. Mm. Jackson Dart is going to be the NFL's poster child. He is the next Mahomes. He is going to be every guy is going to love him because he's tough and he's a leader. Every girl is going to want to wear his jersey. They're going to want to date him, eligible bachelor. My kids already want to get his jersey. He's, like, the NFL's, like, Twitter picture. They The Giants are going to have a million primetime games. He's going to be the Mahomes. We're going to be getting the calls. It's just, it's so written out there. They're going to get flexed in December. This is happening. And
well, you get a bad line. Oh, sorry, Nick. You get a bad phone line there. But I'm not going to go that far yet. But I don't think it's crazy what Nick just said.
Well, it's not when you look at all the elements here. I mean, 3 of the 4 teams in the division have a negative point differential. You just mentioned, you know, Philly, but two of the other, I mean, Giants are one of them as well. But there's no real distinct separation there. I know the schedule's hard, but we thought the Chargers and we thought that Philly would blitz them. And, you know, who really knows where this ride's going to go? But for the first time, it's worth watching. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and having that energy with Jackson Dart and the right guy to, he has the right mindset and temperament. Now, again, it's been a few games. So we shouldn't be surprised at what he's done based off what we saw in the preseason that we saw early on. Even you could see early on when he was just a backup for Russell Wilson coming in the game and changing the offense. These things can change quickly. They could get pasted. He's going to look like a rookie against the Broncos. But just having him there does change everything. And I do think definitively, no matter what happens the next 2 weeks, the gap has been closed from the Giants. And season back on. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.